Bienvenido a Dulce Pero Salada, el punto de felicidad de los podcasts moderado por mí, Catarina Vila. Or in other words, welcome to this brand new episode of Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts, hosted by me, Catarina Vila. That's not exactly what I said in Spanish, and I guess my Spanish needs some refining. But I love Spanish, and I learned Spanish with Duolingo for a really long time. I had a streak of 1,000 days and more until I got sick, and that just threw me off. And I lost my streak, and I lost with it. I lost my entire motivation to continue learning, which is so dumb. But I think in 3 years, or almost 3 years of learning Spanish with Duolingo, I learned only a tiny tad of Spanish, which is sad. But still, that's not today's topic. Today's topic is something else. I don't know why I was so inspired to do this in a Spanish way. But the title of today's episode was actually jotted down by me a couple of years ago when it was all about courage and I was like in my Spanish learning era, I guess. So I found it and I thought, why not pick this title and talk about the topic? Because I think that growing some balls. I'm just trying to censor the word. Being courageous, I guess that's what I want to talk about. Being courageous is really important, and just somehow stretching beyond what we think is possible and beyond our comfort zone is really important. So maybe let me share a couple of stories from my life. I think this is one of the stories I just remembered the other day when I was trying to convince myself that I was more courageous than I thought I was, and it worked. And it was a couple of years ago, and I talked about this in one of my episodes, but it was long ago, so let me just repeat it. I was very fond of one particular bachelorette candidate back in the days of the German bachelorette season. It was like a couple of seasons ago, or many seasons ago. And I was kind of fond of him, and I was in my songwriting era, which I'm still in, luckily. And I'll talk more about that in my upcoming episode next week. But I was so fond of him, and I was in my songwriting era that I just sat down and I wrote a song. And it was really kind of like an inside joke song of the things that he said and did on the show, and basically ended with me asking him out on a date. And out of all things I could have done with the song, I decided to send it to him on Instagram voice notes. Like, I slid into his DMs with a voice note and was the song. And I had to record it in the app. And back in the days, there was this time limit of 1 minute, so I had to record it within 1 minute in Instagram. And I played it live on my guitar and recorded it in the DM section of Instagram. So yeah, that was just one thing I remembered. And another thing that really showed me that I was courageous was when I was 15, I decided to move to the US for an entire year without my family. So I went to an all-girls boarding school in Massachusetts, and it was crazy to me to leave everything behind, and go there. But I was so fascinated with the American culture, and I guess even more with the American mindset. Because I think Americans are so good at celebrating wins, and they're so good at actually pushing you to become better, which sometimes I miss in Europe, or especially in Germany, where people are a little reserved, I'd say, when it comes to that and when it comes to celebrating other people and their successes. So I was very fascinated with the culture, and I wanted to go there and experience it for myself. And in hindsight, I guess there are a lot of things that could have gone a lot better. Like, it was a really, 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 really tough time, and it wasn't a fairy tale at all. But it was a time that really showed me that I was able to do more than I thought I could. And sometimes I have to remind myself of that. So why do I tell these stories? Firstly, because they're funny and hopefully interesting. But secondly, because I want to remind you that you too have stories in your life that prove to you how courageous you actually are. And you can swap courageous for any other adjective that you really want to feel and be, if it's that you are a really lovable person, or that you are a really creative person, or that you are a really kind person, whatever it is, there are stories in your life that prove to you, or that have the potential to prove to you, that you are those things. So I highly encourage you to just sit down and write about those things. Why write about them and not just think about them? Because through writing, you kind of externalize your memories a little bit. They become a lot more tangible. So you can either write a list, or if you want, you can, you know, write a long format, handwritten, whatever it is that you want. It's gonna help you. And it helped me to remind myself of the things that I've already accomplished in my life in order to feel more courageous, because I've struggled with anxiety for quite a long time now. And if I look back on my life, I think it was always kind of present in me, even when I was very little. So I just have to actively remember the things that I do well in this area, so to say, in this area of courage and being courageous, and things I've done that really stretched my comfort zone. So I would say that whatever it is that you want to get better at, start with journaling about it and reminding yourself of all the things you've already accomplished in this area. I feel like, in general, journaling is such a good tool, and it's so helpful to me personally that I always recommend it to people who, you know, just want to get better at something. It's like, journal. Journal about it. You externalize your thoughts, you externalize your feelings, you get to look back at them immediately and kind of force yourself to get into metacognition, which is so good. And even after a year or two, if you go back to your old notes and read through them, you see and you feel who you were back then and how far you've come, or maybe not. So it's just a wonderful thing to do. And if you want to grow some huevos, it's the way to go to remind yourself of all the things that you've been courageous about. And yeah, I could go on about this topic forever, and I really should maybe, but next week I'm gonna be doing an episode about something else that requires a lot of courage for me personally, so definitely stay tuned and tune back in for that. And yeah, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I really appreciate you. If you liked it, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. It really helps me out. And I will catch you, as always, next Sunday with a fresh new courageous topic. Have a great week. Bye. Or I should say, gracias, adios.